Anybody speak in favor or opposed to? Okay. All right. So at this time, we'll open up the public hearing section. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor or opposed to it? So we'll start on the opposition side first. Please step forward. Okay. When you come up, just state your name and address, please. We're running late.
I'm James Putman, 248 Summerbrook Lane.
And I'm Ruth Putman, his wife.
One thing that is not clear to me is that they built a theater on the property without a building permit. That structure will hold 125 people and it can be converted back to that at any time, to a theater or church, and it holds excuse me, 125 people, two people to a car. You've got, 62 cars coming out of there all at the same time. There's a fire station probably about 800 feet up the road from them, and a stop sign at Jefferson and the east side frontage road. You got then that many cars, 60 cars coming out of there, stopping, looking both ways, making sure it's clear before they pull out. They travel about a quarter of a mile to a stoplight where they have to stop again. And what's going to happen is that in front of the fire station, there's going to be a line of cars. Now the fire alarm goes off, the door goes up, the lights come on, the siren comes on, here comes a fire truck. There's a line of cars parked there. He can't get out. He's got to wait for somebody to let him out of the garage. He turns the corner. He has to go down the opposite side of the road. And around the corner coming in from town is a car. They meet head on. There's no place for them, the truck to go or the car to go. That Jefferson Road from their gate to the East Parkway, frontage road, has to be widened. It's got to have a third lane in there. Otherwise, somebody's going to end up losing a life or a house or a car or whatever because the firemen can't get out. They can't get to the frontage road to get to where they need to go. Behind them is an apartment complex. There's probably 100, 200 units in that section, and a fire in there. How are they going to get to it? I recommend, they tell me that's going to be, you know, have a different use than what it was built for, but it can be converted back to that original use of a theater or a church. There's until that road is widened to a third lane, I don't think you ought to approve this project. You got anything?
Actually, my only complaint was the noise from the motocross and the road. But you guys taking care of that. So now my only complaint is the road. So, and that's all we have.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition to the proposal? Okay. If not, I'll open the mic to anybody that wishes to speak in favor of the project. Please, ma'am.
Good morning, turned afternoon for you guys at this point. My name is Jennifer Sundahl, and I live at 1309 Stony Creek Lane in Reed Springs. I'm actually a part of the Restore team. And I've had the privilege of being a part of the community outreach. It's been interesting to see the development that initially, when people didn't have a lot of the information, there was a lot of fear and misunderstanding about what's intended for this property. And I've seen the community, particularly at the meeting a couple weeks ago, where there was a woman who, at the first meeting, came up in tears, you know, just absolutely distraught about the potential of something being changed where she would have a view from her home. And that same woman just 2 weeks ago, came to the planting day, and she's by profession a photographer. And she, and I'll explain a little bit more about the planting day, but suddenly this woman that was sobbing here at the podium was organizing the group photo, was planting alongside of everyone, and was so excited about the possibilities of maybe her being involved somehow with some of the offerings at Restore. So the community outreach has been significant and intentional in going door to door and making sure that people knew about the planning meetings coming up. And also the fire station community meeting, you know, lots of information was provided, and there were people that came that did have concerns, you know, and there was follow-up and outreach to try to address those and also for them to be heard. I think in our world right now, we've isolated so much, especially since COVID, that people have become comfortable in isolation and fear, and that's the exact opposite of what Restore represents. It's a place for, yes, it invited guests with private reservations, but also for the community, for them to have an opportunity to be supported and well-loved with neighbors that are bringing like such a high level of cultivation of this land and activities. So I wanted to just share with you a little bit, you know, you received a lot of the technical information, but just it's sort of a kaleidoscope approach. There's so much information for you to synthesize. But for you to see from an experiential standpoint what happened at the planning day 2 weeks ago. So over 40 people came. Justin, as the owner and founder of the project, he seeks out the best. And I don't mean just the best within the local area or the United States, internationally. He wants the finest for this property, for the guests, and particularly for the community. So he brought in Wayne Wiseman, an internationally renowned arborist. And this man stood before families, families with infants, families my own with teenagers. And Wayne shared with them proper planting techniques. But he referred to his experiences in Tunisia, in Uganda, in India. And I was overwhelmed recognizing that this man was standing in the land of the Ozarks. And he was about to help develop 350 trees that would be a blessing, not only to the people, but actually to the physical land. Following his instructions, suddenly we had families planting. Teens were puzzling out Latin names of trees to properly label things. There was cooperation. There was determination. There was laughter. There were no amusement rides. There were no shows going on. There was no theater on property, and we'll bring clarification to that. There were no video games. Cell phones were put down and eyes were up. And it was pure, and it was a postcard of the beauty that's waiting to be experienced. This place is a place for relationship, community, restoration, and rest. One of the unique offerings that I've searched all over the nation and I've not yet found is that therefore the retreat guests that come, there will be ready for you camping available. Can you imagine what it would feel like for a family to drive up to a campsite, to have state-of-the-art camping equipment ready for them, that it's all set up? And this would be such a blessing, one, for a father who maybe has never gone camping in his life and wants to introduce this legacy to his family or his children, or a mother. How empowering and how encouraging. Or a single mother. For a single mom, and I can definitely relate to that as of 5 years ago in my life, to show up with her troop of six children having no clue of how to camp, and it's all ready for you. There's no stress. There's no shout. There's no fuss, but you experience the quietness that exists in the Ozarks, which is completely juxtapositioned against the crazy that's happening over at Silver Dollar City, which has its purpose and it has its meaning in lives, but the quietness, it's getting harder and harder to find that in our nation. And so not only would it all be set up, but then when the time was done, they would drive away and ready-made for you camping would also be taken down. So to let them drive away with this legacy, maybe a family plan in place, with no stress. So gentlemen, you are in a position today. It's a very special position for the decision ahead of you. And you each are in your chair because you have wisdom and you have discernment. And I've seen that in your comments that you shared with the previous cases that have become before you. The previous, you know, meeting that brought us to this point right here, I urge you to look at the testimony, but because you will see that the community has highly favored this. And I know that there's still some concerns, but we find as soon as we bring information people are able to understand, and we pretty much dissolve those fears. So your decision has the propensity to alter the trajectory of individuals' and families' lives, not just for now, but for future generations. And you are an important moment in time to vote in favor of moving forward through this as a blessing to the community. And I know it's been a life-altering blessing to me and my six children. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of the proposed project? Anyone else? Okay. Hearing none, I would ask at this time maybe Todd or Justin be prepared for maybe some questions from the commission moving forward as far as...
What was our understanding of the purpose of the meeting today?
The understanding of the purpose of the meeting today was to look at the project at a high level and then look at it and input or remove what we didn't feel was a good fit for the area today, and then it would be brought back in a proposal for us or the planning board to hear again, which we would make the decision.
Or it could be denied. It was
correct.
Some version of that, yeah. If it was acceptable, what would be the criteria?
What would be acceptable?
Yes.
I just want to make sure that was our understanding.
Well,
just want to let you know what.
Sure, sure. I looked at the zoning regulations because I have it pulled up. Well, had it pulled up until I. Under PD, which is Article 22, it basically says there's an item in there, item 6, that states that it's up to the county commission and the planning commission if it needs to come back through again. So it kind of leaves it up. It's not standard, but it gives you that opportunity to bring it back.
I'll read you the paragraph so that way Cody has it on record too. So if you want to go back to it, it says a final PUD development plan will be required only if the county commission or the planning commission determines that a final and more detailed development plan is required to adequately safeguard the public interest.
So in the event of a denial today, what is your plan moving forward, Todd? I mean, what would be the next thing? Is it going to be, I'm not saying this to come across offensive,
sure.
But is it to continue construction the same way we have been without following guidelines and permitting, or I just want to know.
It would essentially kill the project.
I mean, it would. I don't know how you could go forward without it.
No, yeah. When we started out, I'll just be honest with you guys. When we got here, in this property, we were told by many people, hey, if you're not in the city of Branson, something like this should be really easy to do. So we started the process. I've never done this before. And then there was the one thing that really got us is the glamping tents. My general contractor sent me to fill out the application and give the money after he talked to planning and zoning, and I went down and I did exactly that, gave him the money for the permits. For some reason, he thought that I had got the permits. I just went down to do that, so both of us didn't really realize that we had the proper permitting for just that one part. And then when we were at our first meeting, he was like, do you get the permits? And Cody's like, no, I didn't give him the permits, which he didn't. So that was a big knock. So I've been trying to fight uphill ever since then because that was a mistake on my part. Absolutely own it. So we paused everything. We only moved dirt and all the stuff we're going to do for the regenerative farm, and we did everything that we could to remain compliant until this meeting. And I thought this meeting was going to be for you guys to tell us if yes or no. If you say yes, then I was expecting, today that those permits that Cody's been holding back for this meeting would be signed so we could commence construction. If it doesn't work out, I don't know what the Father led us here on a prayer. So that's what we've been operating off of. Why this property? It's because this is just been a special ride all the way here. We've put the right people in place to make sure that we're doing everything compliant-wise, and it